We got Chris on the horn here from Baby Bait and Tackle. Let's get a recap on the weekend. Chris, how was it?
Well, overall, the perch fishing in the bays here was pretty decent. Other than that, still some good steelhead reports. Starting to hear a few smallmouth bass being caught in the Ford River now. So, yeah, a little bit of everything's starting to go now.
Well, let's start with the perch because I actually got several reports from folks that found nice size and decent numbers of perch in Little Bay to Knock, not just over in Garden Bay on Big Bay, but Little Bay to Knock.
Yeah, generally, you know, it's still not quite the numbers that you can potentially run into over in Garden Bay, but man, there's a lot fewer people and it's a lot easier getting in and out of the boat launches, so, you know, even if you only catch half the fish, it's well worth it just for ease of getting in and out of there. But I talked to several people on Saturday. They were really kind of spread out all over the bay. The fishing wasn't super good just because the wind was kind of calm. Nice day to be fishing, but it wasn't exactly the best conditions to go fishing for perch here. They seemed to like a little bit of wind here on the bay. But up by the Days River, out off the Vagabond, and out off the campgrounds in Gladstone, fish were really kind of spread out all over the place.
So two questions further. Obviously, you know, what was the most effective? And then secondly, from where you're describing, you're talking about pretty deep water, like 30 to 40 feet.
Yeah, typically, as you get further north in the bay up towards, like, the Days River, you're going to be more in that 25 to 30-foot range. Vagabond is kind of 35 to 40 feet, 35 to 40 out off the campgrounds there in Gladstone. So it's pretty much all fishing with perch rigs. Just, you know, with sinker on the bottom with a couple of dropper hooks. Wigglers are far and away the best bait in Little Bay here right now. But you know, you usually pick up a few fish here on minnows and worms too, but typically they're out in that deeper water. That's what they're feeding on is wigglers.
Could you give us a quick recap on how Garden Bay shook out this weekend and what was working?
The reports I had on Saturday, it sounded like in the morning it was generally mostly smaller fish that were being caught. But as the water warmed up a little bit later in the day, I had better reports later in the day for bigger fish. So you kind of had to move around or you just had to wait for the right school to come around. And it's still mostly slip bobber fishing with one or two-inch fathead minnows there.
Well, we're going to switch over and see if Chris is hearing anything about walleye south of him, brown trout, smallmouth bass, steelhead, and even smelt. So stay tuned for part two coming up later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.